Berchus. And Davin, even if nobody's there, still it's also to Davin. Hey, since the middle, the inside room is Meyuchot for Mokom, where people are there undressed, you're not allowed to Davin there, even though nobody's there. So the Mora Eliki Kom Ravada. When did Ravada say you're allowed to Davin in the Beis HaMerchus? In the inside room, Bechadati. He meant to say a new Beis HaMerchus, that nobody went in there yet. So since nobody used it yet, it doesn't have Zuma yet, it's not Tashtunt in there, therefore you're allowed to Davin there. Fred Gemara, no. For me, boy, boy, lay Ravina. Ravina had this for Shiloh. Has minu le beis akise. You made a room that you can use it for beis akise. You never used it yet, but you made it and you set it aside. Mahu, is it also now to daven in there even before you used it or not? Ye zimun or yein zimun. Is it such an issa, the fact you prepared it, you set it aside to be used for beis akise, you can't use it or not? V'lay yashitle, and he wasn't placed in the Shiloh. So the chur alav hu adin lemerchas. The chur should be the same suffix by emerchas. Aloka by emerchas is, once you used it, the inside room, sheet, you can't daven there, even if nobody's there. But now that nobody used it, just you set aside this room to be the Beis HaMerchatz, the Chura Rav should also have a suffix, and he wasn't preaching it. So it's still Shre, how was he mati to daven there? So it's Gemara 9, it's no Kasha Loi. Dilma Shani Beis HaKise Demoyis. When do we say he lies by a suffix if Hasmon is Nilsi just preparing the room for the basic kisei, set it aside for the basic kisei, only by a basic kisei. There is a tremendous mis. You have tsoya there. Mashenk in the base of America, there's no tsoya there. It's just that when you have the shvitz there, the sweat in the room makes a little bit mis. So the attack is pushed that even though you set it aside to be for the base of America, but Kolzman, you did not use it yet, it's mutter, there's no wisdom. So that's the pshat in the first man yom that said you're allowed to daven in the base of America. Which base of America? Nobody ever used it yet, just as miyuchet for it. The Enochnami, once somebody used the base of Merchatz, you're not allowed to daven there, even though nobody's there. Now this is only talking about the inside, the room Afnimi. Mashenkin, the room Emtsoi, that there, the Emtsoidic room, you say you shouldn't say Divrei Torah, that's the Machlokes Achronim. If nobody is there right now, is it mutter or not? Enochnami, it's in the mikveh room, where the people get undressed, nobody some people are dressed, and some people are undressed there, you shouldn't say Shila Shalom there.
Oh, no.
She was shown the only thing that's smooth. You're allowed to give
you're allowed to take
what
you feel
in second. On the bushim, yeshem,
look at this.
Only the last. Should I have the mind of my room in the bushim? Yeshem, you're allowed to say shalom aleichem. Yeshem, shila shalom. Or the yensha mikra. But you can't say Torah. You can't say halachas there. It's inside the room, the undressing room. You can't say any halachas there. Right. Ain't Sham Shila Shalom. But in the base of America, you're not allowed to say Shila Shalom. You can't say Shalom Aleichem. What's wrong with saying Shalom Aleichem? So the Gemara is silent to Rav Hamnuna. There's a riot to Rav Hamnuna. Mishmei the Ula. The Omar Osa Liyodim Shitim Shalom Lechaver of Beis America. You're not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem to Yechaver in the base of America. What's wrong? Bishum Shenem, because the Postik says, Vayoyim Eloi Hashem Shalom. It's Gidon called Akkadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. So Mashmei, that's the name of Hashem. So you can't say the name of Hashem in the Beis HaMerchatz, who is in the Beis HaKisei, who is in front of Tzoyah, you can't say Hashem's name. Rashi, the Yikrulai Gidon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Shalom. That's called Hashem's name. Fredig Mor Elo Meyata Bazoi, Hemenusai Nami Yosser, Lameima Beis HaKisei. Should be Yosser to say the word Nemon. Hemenusai, say the word Nemon, should be Yosser in the Beis HaKisei. The Yosef HaKel HaNemon, the person says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a Nemon. Do you see a Nemon is also Hashem's name? It's true. It's also to say Nemon in the Beis HaKisei in the Beis HaMerchatz. I have Omar Rav ba Machasi, Omar Rav Chama ba Gurion, Omar Rav. Shorin lemeima hemenusa the Beis HaKisei. No, you're allowed to say the word Nemon in the Beis HaKisei. So what's the chiluk between Nemon and Sholem? Have the Gemara Hosom Shem Gufa Loikru Hochi. When it says Okel Ha Nemon, it's not the pshat that Hashem is Nemon. It's like saying Hashem, which has this mead of Nemon, but not that Nemon is Hashem's name. Mashenkin by Shalom, Hochi the Metargim Neloho Mehemno. Hocho means the Targum says by Kela Nemon means Elokoa, Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is a Nemon. So it's not that Nemon is Hashem's name, just like Hashem is Hashem's name, and Nemon is just saying what Hashem is. Hobahocho by Shalom, Shem Gufikri Shalom, Kodesh Baruch Hu himself is called Shalom. Tehseva Yikra Loi Hashem. What did he call Kodesh Baruch Hu Shalom? He's called Kodesh Baruch Hu Shalom. So Shalom is the name of Hashem. Therefore, the word Shalom you should not say in the Beis HaKisei, you should not say it in the Beis HaMerchatz either. Trashi, Hemnusa Trashi Lahaskir, Emuna Beis HaKisei. What?
Then it's
In the plenum, you can't. You can't say Hashem's name there.
That's like Nemar.
Hashem, you can't say Hashem's name.
Okay.
Nemar is not Hashem's name. Hashem is Hashem. Baruch Hashem, it's Hashem's name. You can't say Akel Nemon either in the basic keys. Just the word Nemon by itself you're allowed to say. You can't say Akel Nemon. So Baruch Hashem, Hashem, that's Hashem's name. Right? V'yomai Rova Bar Machasya, Omar Rav Choma Bar Gurya, Omar Rav, Ha'noise Matan L'chaveru, somebody gives his Chaver a Matana. It's Sarach L'adiyah. Before you give it to him, you have to be Madiyah to him. Tell him you're giving him a Matana. Shenema, the Pasuk says, by Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch says, I'm giving you Shabbos, Ladas, that you should know, Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, that I am be Mekadish you. Shrashi Tzorach Le'adiyoi, Maten Ploini Etin L'cho, I'm giving you this present. V'zeo Derech Kovet, it's a Derech Kovet. The Shemi is Baish LeKabola. Maybe the person will be embarrassed to receive it. V'teach Kach Misratzim B'dvorim, if you'll explain to him, you're giving him a Maton, he'll accept it nicely. V'ein Abosh B'dov, he won't be embarrassed. V'chein Im Nost B'beisoi, Shaloi Midiyosoi Tzorach Le'adiyoi, if you gave it to him, put it down in his house. He doesn't know about it. You have to tell him you gave it to him. The Zekach will come to love you. You gave him a matana, so he should be friends with you. So the need to tell him that you gave him this present. For Tanya Nami Hochi.
What?
Tanya Nami Hochi. Lodas Tiani Hashem Mekadishchem. Omele HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe. Matona toivo yeshiva beis kenozi. I have a tremendous matona now in my hidden place. This Shabbos Shmo, what's the name of this great matona? It's called Shabbos. Vani mevakesh litnali Yisrael, and I want to give Shabbos to Klai Yisrael. Leich v'adiyum, go and tell the Klai Yisrael first that I'm giving you this matona. We're talking about a case where you have a reason to give him the matona. So when you have to give him the matona, you're supposed to be madiyatim before. Mikan namre b'shimming amliel. If you give a tinnik bread, the kid is hungry. There's no way you send him to Tanakh not to give him a piece of bread. You have a kid tinnik in front of you. You want to give him a ton. You want to give him a piece of bread. Is sarach ladia lima? You have to be madia. Tell his mother first. Well, lavdafka first, even tell her later. Today, that the mother should realize you gave him the present, and she'll be oyvel. She'll be your friend then. My overlay. How do you do? How do you tell the mother that you gave the kid something to eat? Omer abaye shoyef le mashka omal le kuchla. Like, put some mashka, shmir something on his mouth or some paint on his eyes. So his mother's going to ask the kid, what's that? Because he got all shmir over you. The kid will tell, because this man did it, they gave me the bread. So that's how she'll know you got the bread. So the more of the idna today, the chayislik shofim, it's not a good zach, because people see you have something shmir around your face or on your eyes, they'll think a kishav macha did it. So it's not good. My, what you do today? Whatever you give him a jam sandwich, make sure to shmir some jam on his face. So go home, his mother will see he had some jam. So ask him, where did you get the jam? This man gave it to me. That's called Tzorach Ladia. Very more ain't it. Romer Rav Choma Bachanino. Ha'noisen matona lechaveroi ain't Tzorach Ladia. If you give a present to your chav, you don't have to tell him beforehand. Shenem Marai from another pasuk. It says, U'moisha lo yoda ki koran or ponov. B'dibara itoi. That Moshe didn't realize he had the koran or ponov, which is a tremendous matona. So Hashem gave a matana to Moshe. He had a keren or a ponov, and Moshe didn't know about it. So you see, Hashem does give matana without telling you. The Mar Lekasha, Ho b'milza David l'gluye. Hey, something that's David l'gluye at the end, the zichik going to find out that you gave him the matana. He don't have to tell him at the beginning. So here, that Moshe got this matana, keren or ponov, he'll zich understand, realize it soon. He has it, and he knows Hashem gave it to him. Therefore, you don't have to tell him first. But Hashem came by Shabbos. Ho b'milza David l'gluye. Something that the person won't find out unless you tell them, then you're supposed to tell them that you gave him the matana. Today it's a Shas Arva. For Gemara Vor Shabbos, it can swear the first pasuk that Vashor Karshbov gave him matana Shabbos to Klai Yisrael. And he told Moshe, before I give it, tell Bimodiyah Klai Yisrael, Kani Hashem Mekadishchem, that I'm being Mekadish you with Shabbos. For Gemara Shabbos is also David Legluye. Everybody's going to find out about Shabbos. So at Gemara Nain, Man Zchor Le'avid Legluye. It's how choshev Shabbos is, that you're not going to know. Unless Moshe tells us the schar about Shabbos, that's Me'en Elam Haba, Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Mekadishos, and on Shabbos is the Mekor HaBrocha, Mekor HaKadusha, we get our Kadusha on Shabbos. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have told us the Kabbalah schar of Shabbos, we wouldn't know it. And what is the Kabbalah schar of Shabbos? Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, that we're zoicha to get Kadusha on Shabbos. So therefore, this matan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be Madiras first. Rav Chizda heavy knocking for your day, tati matan to the Torah. Rav Chizda was a kohen, and he received matnas kuna. Matnas Kunu is when you shech the behema, every behema, you have to give the zeroyin lechayayin to the kayin. So he had a zeroyin, he had the jawbone, and the lechayayin, the tongue he had two matonis. Omar he said, Koman di yosiv yomuli shmaita tochadata mishmei de Rav. He see, well, it was a Talmud from Rav, he loved Rav's halachas. He said, anybody's going to come and tell me, halacha from Rav that I didn't hear yet, Yavinalei, I'll give him a present, these two matonis that I have, the tongue and the cheek of the behema I'll give to him. Is Omalei Rova Ba Machasya. Rova Machasya came and told him halacha. Hochi Yom Rav. This is what Rav said over halacha. Hanoisim Matan Lechaveru. They give you Chaver Matano. Sorech Ledia. You have to be Madin. You have to tell him. Shenem Rapport says, Lodas, when Hashem gave Shabbat to Klai Yisrael, he told him, you should know, Shani Hashem Mekadishchem. Shabbat is a tremendous Matano. It's going to make Kedusha. It's going to Mekadish you. Is Rav Bezoi, when he told this to Rav Chizda, is Yoiv Nalei. Rav Chizda gave him these two Matanas he had. So now we go into Rashi goes into Rav Chizda was a kohen. But the Chur Rav Chizda was bizman as there was Yaakov Churban Abayis and he was a chutz loritz. The Chur is a shayla lemaisa. We're not laying matnas kun in chutz loritz. How come they gave matnas kun here? So Rashi says that any time it wasn't the halacha. It was the one man the Yomer that says you do have to give in a chutz loritz. But the halacha we hold that Gemara Bracha says we pass in like Rabbi Loi Bereshis Hagei Shoyoyme Ein Neigel Laboritz. That Rashi's Hagez is the only Noigin Eretz Yisrael, V'chein Matonis. The same thing Matonis also. Matonis Kunim is Manazir, is only Noigin Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Loritz. Right, so he said, Omar Chaviv Molech, so Rova Bamachas, yes, Rav Chizda, is it true? Omalei, Omar Chaviv Molech, Shmaita to the Rav, Kuli Hai, do you like so much Rav Halacha? He said that I Stam told you to a Halacha from Rav, you gave me such a nice Matona. Omaleyin, he told him, yes, I love Rav Halachis. Omalei, so Rav Bamachasi said over, Hainu the Yama Rav. This is what Rav said. Milsei al Vishayu Yikoro. That the beggar that you wear is choshev in the eyes of the person. It means if you like this beggar to you, it's a nice coat, and you're wearing it, you're going to feel proud about it. Here also means, since you like Rav Shmaita, so you like Rav, so you're interested to hear everything Rav said. That was Rav's memory. That Milsei al Vishayu Yikoro. A person that likes the beggar him, it's very, very choshev. Is Omalei. So Rav Chizda said, Omar Rav Hocha, did Rav say this? Basraisa difle mikamayitiv. No, the second thing he told me is better than the first thing. So you have an akita achriti yivnucho. If I would have some more matzah, I would give it to you. I like the second halacha, he told me better than the first halacha. So Rashi says, means milsa albashe yikora. Me'il, means dom of yikora lemisha rogu loshay. Who values a coat? Somebody that wears this coat. If you wear this coat, you it has value to it. Claim up. The three shots that tell me the Sharav, since you're a Talmud of Rav, Rogel Bishmoisov, you rogel to hear Bishmoisov, and you want to hear them. Is that the Machzor Chaim? Therefore, you run after them. So that's what Rav said, this Moshel. So he liked this Moshel very much. Right. Liyoma Rova Bar Machasia. Omar Rav Choma Bar Gruya. Omar Rav. Liyolom Al Yishan Odom Benoy Ben Abodim. If you have a few children, you shouldn't act nice to give one a present over the other ones. Shevishvil Mishkal Shnei Sloyim Milas, two Sloyim of Milas of silk. Shenosan Yaakov Yosef, Yosef Mishabonis. That's that Yaakov gave Yosef the Ksonis Pasim. He gave Yosef a little bit extra. Is Niskano Bayochev the Ochev had Kino for his Gadol Ladova. That's what had the Omachloikis. We Yodav was sent to Mitzrayim. That's why Yosef got sold to Mitzrayim. Everybody went down to Mitzrayim because of a little bit that Yaakov gave more to Yosef than the other brothers. Trash into sand, Mishkal Bay Sloyim, Lavdavka, not really two Sloyim worth of silk. Look at the Talmud of Yitzchak Halevi. Now, Mitzasi, Ksenis Pasim, what does that mean? Sovif Pas Yodoy. A Yaakov gave Yosef a shirt or jacket, and around the sleeves, by the end of the sleeves, right around here, Nosan Milas. There he gave him extra silk. Voloy Kolak Ksenis. Not that the whole Ksenis had extra silk around it, but only on the Pasta Yad, that's called Pasim. Just by the sleeve part, the cuffs, there he put an extra piece of silk. So because this extra silk that he gave Yosef, the brothers had kin on it, came out, all you read up to Mitzrayim. V'yomar rov o barmachasi, yomar rav choma barguya. Omar rav, lo'olam yachzer odom v'yeshev v'yir sheshivos v'kroiva. Sit in a city that's newly just populated, a newer city. Sheshivos v'kroiva, that's new. Since it was just formed recently, it's time they left Averis there. Because there can't be so many Averis there. You have a city that people lived there for hundreds of years already, so it has 100 years worth of Averis. You have a city that just started to live there, there can't be too many Averis there. What's the raya? Because it says by light. Shinamahine no ha'ir has lays kraibalon neshama vihi mitzah. Light said, I only want to run to this closest city that's called mitzah. My kraiva, what does it mean it's a closer city? Elaine the kraiva de makarva, it's closer. Vizutra, it's a small one. Vokachodilay, they see it. What do you got to say? Give. What do you got to say? What it is? You see it, say, I want to go to mitzah, that's all. Ella, he meant to say, Mitzah sheshivasa kraiva, since it started out later than Stoim did, Melavanase mitzarim. Mel, the averus of that city is less, and that city will be saved all the Stoim. A storm was so see was 52 years old. So they had so many Averis, they got killed. Mitzah was only 51 years old. They had left of her, they weren't killed. Omer of Avin, Micro, what's the right of Siv? Imolta no Shoma, no the Gematria nun bechad. Means I want to go to Mitzah, was only 51 years old, having. Vishal Stoim, how old was Stoim? Nun Vubeis. It was 52 years old. Because it was 1 year less, it had less Averis, it wasn't killed with a Feich of Stoim the Amor. Uvishal Vosa, how many years of peace did Stoim v'Amorah have? Chavov. 24 years of peace they have. It says, Shtayim Asri Sona of the West Kedoyma. 12 years they worked Kedoyma. Ushloish Esri Sona, next 13 years murder. They had to rebel. Uvar Bosa Sona, they killed Kedoyma. So you take 12 and 13 is 25, and 1 year they killed him is 26. So you have 52 years. So take 26 of Tsarus. How many years left of Shaul was there? 26 years. So 26 years was peaceful in Stein. There were other 26 was Tzoros. V'yom ha-rova bar-machas, yom rav cholam bar-guruya. Om ha-rav, kol ir, every city, shegagoy sehol gvoyim, nebeis ha-knesses, if people build their own houses, and their own houses are taller, the gaga mahaya, then the beis ha-knesses is a safe chorva. Shno, the whole city is in danger, the whole city will be chorv. Shenema, the Pasuk says, L'roime mezbeis lakenu. You have to be roiming, you have to pick up the beis lakenu. Ulahamid es chorvoisa. To pick up its chorvois. Mashma, if you don't do that, there'll be chorvois, there'll be chorv. The more of a honeymoon of a batim, only talking about the houses that you live in, there, the basic nest should be bigger than the houses. Awa vikashkushe, viyaruri les lambor. You somehow have a big migdal, a big towers there, that people don't live, you just make it lenoir, that's alright, even though it's bigger than the basic nest. Just means your houses shouldn't be bigger than the basic knesses. Trashi, l'roim beis lokenu, vayidei kein, if you are m'roim, you pick the basic knesses higher, zochinu leis loses lanu gedeh b'Yehuda. Then you'll have a gedeh in Yehuda. Keshkushe berurei bironis migdolim. It's big towers. That's all right to have. Omer Ravashi, ano avdi l'mosa mechasya, I protected my city, mechasya, to lay chorva, that shouldn't have a churban. Why not? The Pasha means because he was Masakin that the basic Knesset should be taller than all the other houses. For the Gemara Ivor Chorv, at the end it was Chorv, so the Gemara Meyoisi often the Chorv. It wasn't Chorv, Mach was this Avera. This Avera was Masakin them. I was Chorv, they did it other Averas, but not this Avera. Shrashi Ravashi, Rosh Yeshiva Hoye B'mosa Mechasiya, O Menoyim Malahagviya Bateyim Yoisa Basic Knesset. He was Monei of them for making the houses bigger than the basic Knesset. So Lamaisa, it's a shver what the heter is today. Some heter means they're about to have churches anyway, about the goyim, that they build the houses bigger than our shuls, so we can't do anyway to make our shul bigger than everything else. Since we can't be mekayimit, there's not such an issue if our houses are bigger. Lamaisa, it's a shayla what the heter is today, if we do have our houses bigger. Right. V'yom ha-rov v'bar mechas, yom ha-rav chom ha-bagruya, om ha-rav, tachas yishmerl, if you have to work, to have a boss, it's better to have a boss of Yishmael, but not takas nochri, not takas a goy. Don't have a goy for a boss. Trashi takas Yishmael l'shamshav. You have to work for somebody, work for Yishmael in Arab. But takas nochri means adoimim zakreshi, rashi shehoyu rishoyim yoise. Those, this arm of nochrim, special ones, they're bigger rishoyim than Yishmael. It's adoimim, edoim, nedoim. They're worse off than Yishmael. Edoim, that's Roshahim. It's Roshah's worse than the Arabs. But takas nochri. Tachas nochri v'loy tachas chover. Work for a nochri and not tachas this umma called chover. Rashi chover umma mitnei pasoim. His vice is they're worse. Tachas chover v'loy tachas talmud chochem. Work for a chover, the worst type of a goy, but not by a talmud chochem. Why not? Talmud chochem Rashi im yachnitenu. But lo yitzu you get a talmud chochem a little bit angry, yanishenu, he'll say one word there to you, and there'll be a klala for you, and you'll get a big einish. The same thing by Yosem and Amonah. If they should the Messiah Mitzuya. So now they start crying, that you'll do one thing bad to them, they'll start crying at you, Hashem is going to listen to their tears, they get a big range. Tachas Talmud Chochem, Voloi Tachas Yosem V'Yamona. Those are the most sensitive people. Namona or a Yosem, if you do one thing wrong to them, they'll start crying, and Hashem will listen to their tears, you may get a manish, it don't work for them. V'yomar Rav Abamachas, Yomar Rav Chama Baguria, Omar Rav, Kol Choli, any sickness you have is not so gefelech, Voloi Choli Mayim. Don't have stomach problems. Stomach, chole mayin, the digestion problems, that's the worst thing. Trashi chole, trashi hu chole, orecham, menada vahilech, umetayish koich again, hashos of chole roish. It's all different types of sicknesses that get to your body, make you weak. It's not so gefelech when it comes to your b'nei mayin, the digestive system, that's the worst. Kol koiv, any pain you have, take it, v'loi koiv lay, don't have heart pain, that's the worst. Kol mechish, anything that's bothering you is okay, not okay, but it's better off than v'loi mechish roish, don't have a headache. It's the worst pain you can have is a headache. Those are trashy koyev who are hoylech ubo, it goes and comes. They're going koyev shein, the toothache, koyev maka. So the worst here is the koyev, a koyev leif. I hope, yeah. Mecha trashy chashashabam, it's not a little, a smaller pain. The fisho bakal, it's gone a little bit, time and it goes away. So headache is the worst. Kol ro, take anything bad happening to you, v'loi isha ro. The worst thing to have is have a bad wife. That's the worst thoughts you could have. If all the oceans will be like ink, the yagamim, all the swamps, kulmosim, will be pens, made out of kulmos, that's how many pens you'd have. And the whole shemayim will be like pages, like ureas, parchments. All the people here in this world will be writers. Is a mass speaking, we wouldn't be able to write enough. Exactly, all the inside, the oimik kadin that goes by the malchus, which poshut means a moshul takorish borchu, that a korish borchu, what he has to do, take care of this world, is so great that even if it would have this much, all the oceans would be ink, and all the pens and everybody writing, we couldn't write how great a korish borchu does take care of the whole world. Micro, where's the posik? Gamar al Mashashio, Shemayim, Leroyim, Boris, Loimek, Vilev, Malachim, Ein Cheker. The Lev of Malachim, Emes, the king, there's Ein Cheker. There's no gevul to how great he has to be to do his Malchus. Trash, Chalola, Shoshus, Oimek, Libon, Shutzorach, Lias, Le Lev, Lekama, Medinois, Lamasa, Kitzav, Lekama, Muhammad, Lekama, Mishpotim, Vakol, Biyay, Mechot. So Shiloh, if it means Rashi, could be, it means Melech Mamish. The Melech on this world that has a lot of Medina to take care of. And everything, take care of everybody, do it, b'yay mechod. This Hashem says, even this, he means it's a moshul, to say that the Hashem, that takes care of the whole world, and he has to take care of every little thing. At the same time, that has to be tremendous. If you had a bad dream, it's good to fast. If we have before, the pshat is, maybe it was a dream that came through a malach, that's emes. And you can't get rid of it with a stam hatova. So the only answer is to do tshuva, mice and toivim, and be yekel exardin. So tshuva you have to do it with tainus. Keish lenurus is good, as if you're putting put a straw into the fire. I mean, it's good to fast that he had a bad dream. Omrav chizdo boy b'yom, the same day, right after he had the dream at night, the next day he's supposed to fast. Omrav yisa fidu b'shabbos, if you have the dream Friday night, you're supposed to fast even on Shabbos. Yav yeshua b'reidu avidi ikloi levei ravashi, went to visit Ravashi. Abdelay Igla Tilta. He made him a tremendous piece of meat that came from the third born of a behemoth. Shrashi Igla Tilta, Shlishi Lebetin. It was the third child that the mother had. Shum Shubuk, that's the best child, the best meat. Mesha Behema Bekatnusa when it's young, Ainu Adayim Bekoich is not so strong. For Havlad Risha Mesheni Ainu Burn. The first two children the behemoth has is not so strong. But the third one, then the mother's a little bit older, that's a good kid. So he gave him from the meat of this one. So he gave him teeth on Shabbos. Omrele Liptomar, eat from this Kvalta Gesuda I made for you. Omidi, Omalu, but Tainus Yasivna, I can't eat today. I'm in Tainus today. Omrele, Vlesovla Mal, Hod Rab Yudah, the Yom Rab Yudah. Love Odom Tanisa Pereya. I feel you have reason to make a Tainus for eat today, like borrow the day, and pay back tomorrow. Make the Tainus tomorrow. What's like a fellow? I have tremendous good meat here today. It's not like a diet of fast today. Rather eat today, and you'll pay back the Tainus tomorrow. Or Malay, Tainus Chaloimu. You should know I'm fasting because I had a bad dream last night. The Yom Rav Ba Machas, Yom Rav Chama Ba Guri, Yom Rav. Yof for Tainus Chaloim Keish Lenuris. Tainus for a bad dream is good like fire is to a straw. The Yom Rav Chizda Boy Ba Yoyim. The Yom Rav Yosef Filo Be Shabbos. Smell only when you had a bad dream, that's the head that's the fast on Shabbos. That takes away, that's Mavato the bad dream. Right, the Mishnah says, V'yem Eschilu Eim Astikin. if you started these things to eat or to do the bruski, you don't have to stop to daven mincha. Then the Mishnah says mafsik lekrishma. You have to stop though to say krishma. For the Gemara, toni le'reisha, ain't mafsik. Instead of ready the reisha, you don't have to be mafsik. So the Gemara say fasim divrei Torah. The sefer now talking about krishma, the new halacha about divrei Torah. The Tanya, chazerim shoyoiskim b'Torah. Choshev people that mamish learn Torah day and night. Is halacha mafsik lekrishma. They still have to stop learning to say krishma. That's midiraisam. But the ain't mafsik l'tfila. They have a heter not to daven, or they're not allowed to daven. They have to say to learn. They don't have to daven. It only means somebody like Reb Shimon ben Yochai and his chaverim. She terosan emunosan. Their terosan was emunosan means the whole business, what they did the whole day without any batala was only learning. Avogoyin anan onu, but like us, masik lekrishma l'tfila. But us that don't learn the whole day straight without a batala, so why do we have to stop yet to daven shmonesli? We have to daven shachris minchemar. For Tanya zot Gemara, kishem shem afsik l'tfila. Kach ein mafsik l'krishma. There's a kasha. Smashma, the same way you don't have to daven. You don't have to say krishma. And now Mishnah says no krishma. Everybody has to stop to say. The more kitanya he that brisa that says that even krishma don't have to say. That's talking about the ibrishana when they're being oisik and making ibrishon ibiyur. When the bezin is sitting down to pass in the shaila, should we make this year an ibiyur or not? That's so choshev. Even krishma don't have to say. Yomer Abad Barava, the Chaintonu Sabid Agrunya, Omer Abelazab Reb Sodak, Kishayinu Oiskim the Ibur Shona, the Yavdim, when we're Oisik and declaring the Shalos, if we make an Ibur Shona or not, Lohayinu Masikim a Lekrishna Lola Tvila. That's called the Choshev Mitzvah, that's Deicha Krishma and Tvila. Trash Ibur Shona, Shoy Oilim Shivon Aliyah, seven of them went up to the Aliyah, Venoisim Noistim Im Hashona Ruya, Utsrich Lesabir, Kanaminim Sanhedrin, Al Other Ve Aperasilim Atkufa. This guy to Shaila is when you should make an Ibiyur and when not. So the Bezin has to sit down to pass Kalei to the Kedai this year, yes or no? That's a Choshev Adin Torah. That they have had to not to say Krishma, not to be Masri, even for Krishma.